So on Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Okay, so you have the Mishnah. And basically, this is about the Psulei Shofar. So basically, what does the Torah say about Shofar? What does it say? What does Halacha say about Shofar? What does it say? It doesn't even say Shofar by Rosh Hashanah altogether. It just says Yom Trua. But there's a Gzeirah Shavah learned out from Trua by, I think by Yom Kippur of Yovel, where it says, Vavarta Shofar Trua. So it says Shofar. But plus it doesn't say any Halacha is about a Shofar. Should we go back on?
You're
okay, wrong. Fine. So the Torah doesn't say anything about shofar. I mean, that's the problem. It's the shofar, you know. So that's the problem. Is how do you have all the kinds of halachos, which...
Where do they come from?
Where do they come from? Where do they fit in? What are they? Okay, that's part of the problem here. Okay? The shofar shnis dov ko pasul. So the shofar cracks, and you glued it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You glue it, you whatever, you make it stuck together, right?
You look it up in the laws, that's actually what it means.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. So it's possible. Possible, why? So Rashi says the Avi Lake Shtei Shofros. Right? Rashi, Tosafos interprets that this Rashi is going on this case, right? Okay, it's because it's right. Like Shtei Shofros.
We were wondering, is it possible to read that possible on both?
It's possible. I mean, I doubt it. I mean, Tosafos learns that they are both because of that, it would seem.
Right.
Know? But, I mean, I think the thing is going on, you know. I don't know.
And why can't he be talking about the Shivrei Shofar?
Well, I don't know. Those doesn't learn that way. It's a good question. I don't know why.
I mean, like, what?
Oh, that possible.
Well, he never explains to you the psul for Shivrei Shofar. So I guess if there are two different reasons. So I should have explained two different reasons.
But he's saying, how does Tosafos know which one it goes on?
Well, I'm assuming that I guess
it goes on
only
both.
Goes on both.
All right.
He only tells you one reason.
Ah.
So Tosafos definitely that's a single explanation for that.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
Fine.
Okay.
There's no other rushes.
Okay. So it says presumably, but that's you know, we can take those words for now. Okay. So divek shivrei shofar is possible, and then the second case is not of one shofar cracks, but I guess you have a lot of pieces. Okay, basically a lot of pieces, and you glue them together and you make a shofar. Now, it's not clear exactly if there are a lot of pieces of one shofar or a lot of pieces of different shofars. You know, it doesn't seem to make a difference. I mean, no one really makes an issue out of that. Like, how many shofars did they come from, you know? Usually, once it's in a million pieces, it doesn't really matter if it's a million pieces from one shofar or two shofars, or you know, mix them up, but it doesn't seem to matter. But basically, if you glue together pieces of shofar and you rebuild it, it's possible.
Jake and I are wondering, the next case in the Mishnah, we didn't really get into it, but it had to do with if the nature of the damage would affect the sound.
Yeah.
Right, so we're wondering, given that was a psul, then how can you have any of these psalms unless they're already in the realm where they're cracked, but they're not affecting the sound? You know what I mean? Because if these things had affected the sound, then why do I care about these psalms in their own right? They should have been covered. You know what I mean?
Well, problem is that over there you're putting in some sort of like a stopper, like you're putting in some other substance.
Right.
To plug it up. So now you're dealing with the problem of where you really have two materials making up your shofar. You know what I mean?
So it's not just the effects of the sound.
Yeah, it's not just the effect on the sound. Tosafos, that big Tosafos explains this, because now the sound is being produced by two entities.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I mean, but here, presumably, you're just gluing it together. I mean, glue isn't like a separate substance. You're just attaching them. You know, it's not like
okay.
A separate.
So it's not covered.
Yeah. Right.
How is that not a separate substance?
I don't know. It seems like it doesn't seem like they treat it that way. It doesn't seem to be the Shtei Shofros. I don't think when it says the Shtei Shofros, I mean,
right?
It what means because glue and shofar. I mean, yeah, I guess
it's like saying a brick
like
house.
A glue
brick
is just an adhesive.
You don't say it's a brick and mortar
yeah, right.
house.
Exactly.
It's a brick house.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So, I mean,
it's
I guess
like
the difference between that and if there's like a put on a patch. You know what I mean?
Right.
Patch is a very different thing than just the gluing the thing together. Glue is just adhesive. It's not really a. I mean, of course, everything's substance, but it's not a. It's not a material, it's totally a functional thing. It's not, okay, I think that's the difference. I mean, it's off the cuff, okay? Fine. So the big problem here is, well, any questions on Rashi before we get to those? Any questions on Rashi?
Yeah. What's wrong with Shnei Shofros?
Good, what's the problem with Shnei Shofros? Where does it say anywhere Shnei Shofros? So what? Who cares? Shnei Shofros.
And is that analogous to a case if I took two shofros and my mouth blew at the same time?
Yeah, right. That's
the same
question.
Thing.
What does it even mean, Shnei Shofros? Because he says, it's interesting, he doesn't say Shnei Shofros, it's like Kish Shnei Shofros.
Yeah.
Of course, what does it mean, Kish Shnei Shofros? Is it Shnei Shofros? Is it not Shnei Shofros?
Right, so what does
that
mean?
What is the case of Shnei Shofros? What's, What's the model case of shtei shofros? Is there some case, like if you put two in your mouth or something? I mean, it's not.
Right, so we don't.
It's not exactly clear what that is. What's he even referring to?
And even if whatever case is struck, what would be the problem with that?
Yeah, what's the problem with it? What's the problem with it? And how is this similar to it? Why is this a problem? I mean, we don't know anything. I mean, just making it sound like all of a sudden there's this new psolia. Okay? This is a new psal. And it's not shtei shofros, if you think about it. I mean, it isn't really shtei shofros, it's one shofar. You glued it together. I mean, it's not. It's one shofar with contiguous thing. I mean, what does it mean, it's shtei shofros?
And
how is it like shtei shofros? It's one shofar.
Also, if you were to say anything, to say that it's two shofars, when neither piece on its own can really make the sound, then
exactly.
How is that two shofars?
Right.
It's two pieces, like Tosfos even says,
chatifos. Right. Good. Right, a lot of problems. So let's see Tosfos. He has some more. He has another problem, right? I mean, we could have asked Tosfos this problem also, right? In theory. But let's let him ask. Okay. Here's the country started like Shtei Shofros. Mashma Shirotza Lomar Shinistuk Lagami Shnechel Shtei Chatifos. So he's deducing that the case is where it actually totally split into two pieces. Okay?
In order to explain what he means by Shtei.
Yeah. Sheim Haya Mechubar Mitzar Echor. Is there Shtei Shofros? That if and was when it cracked, he's saying it's not that it just cracked a little bit. It means it cracked in half. He's deducing, and then he glued it together because therefore shtei shofros.
He doesn't care which way, as long as it's separate.
Yeah, right. But if it were that it only cracked a little bit, he's saying how could Rashi possibly say that's shtei shofros? That's not shtei shofros. That's just a cracked shofar. He's deducing the case must be where it broke totally into two pieces, and therefore it's kishtei shofros, because somehow it used to be two and now it's one.
Is it clear from Tosfos whether it's a lengthwise break or a widthwise break?
It doesn't seem like he really cares according to Rashi. I mean, learning
after
Rashi,
he says lor,
that's his own shit.
That's him, but his pshat, I mean, what's the difference? Kishtei shofros, he really cares which way it breaks. Doesn't, I mean, it doesn't say anything like that. Why should it make a difference? Rashi doesn't stipulate.
Uh-huh.
It's in two pieces, kishtei shofros.
So anything that is two pieces.
And Tosfos never even gets into the issue of if it were, let's say, this case where he says it must be where it was completely broken, right? How if you put it back together, it would still be considered shnei shofros. He never even gets to that. He just says that if...
Yeah, I mean, that he understands what Rashi's trying to say. I mean, you're right. I mean, he doesn't answer our questions. So it's
right.
Still altogether. But that... You
know, no, I'm saying, we had the question of what does it mean shnei shofros if you glue it back together. Like, he doesn't even...
I know, because he knows what Rashi's going to say to that. I mean, we don't know exactly, but that's not... I mean, Tosfos is just saying, I don't understand what you're talking about. But Tosfos doesn't usually ask this kind of question. You know what I mean? Tosfos understands what Rashi's far is. That's a question because we just don't even know what he's talking about. So we have to figure it out, so we're going to ask that question. But Tosfos is going to ask a problem. Granted, that's a good explanation. But you're going to have a problem. There's going to be a problem on your hands. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he says, the problem. It's a good question. Someone asked me, I did this in Mishnah Baram. So a kid asked, he said, why don't you say it means where a crack? Let's say it's rope. How does Tosfos know it broke Mamash into two and a half? Maybe a probe will say 90%. So why is Tosfos so convinced that can't be shtei shofros?
You wouldn't call that two shofros.
Okay, maybe.
If
maybe
it's
you would, maybe
it would.
It would
be one solid piece, though. How could you possibly say two?
Well, we don't know what shtei shofros is yet. So we don't... No, not... I'm not saying it breaks in half.
Stavra,
shtei shofros is a lot of tiny pieces.
Okay,
it's something you have to explain when you give a spot. I mean, it depends. You could say rubu kulo. It's not, I mean, we don't know why the shtei shofros is, but... It should fit in with that.
But pshat is that whatever it is, it's two separate things. You can't say two separate things from one piece. That would be a weird kind of formulation.
Fine. Okay. So therefore he says, V'tema. But there's a problem. V'tem nechalak lagamri and nedavak shere shofros. He says, well, that is really, you tell me the case is talking about breaks in half. Totally, in half. So he says, then it's the same thing as shere shofros.
Identical.
What's the difference? The exact same case. The difference breaks in two pieces or breaks into 10 pieces or 150 pieces or 100 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Does it really make a difference? And again, it doesn't seem like Tosfos is willing to say because it comes from one shofar versus another. You know, Shiver Shofros, he seems to learn even if it's one shofar. So he says, so what's the difference if it breaks into two pieces or it breaks into a lot of pieces and you glue it together? I mean, either way, it's the same exact solution, Shiver Shofros. There's no, neither one is a bigger chiddush than the other. As you see later in Tosfos. It doesn't have to be that the first is smaller and then the second is a bigger chiddush. Even if you want to tell me the first is a bigger chiddush, but it has to be a chiddush. I mean, it has to be. They can't be the exact same case. They can't be identical cases. Otherwise, there's no. You have to list two cases. Just list one case. It breaks into two pieces. It's possible. It breaks into 10 pieces. It's possible. It breaks into 100 pieces. There's no reason for that. So you have to somehow be able to show that there's a difference between the two cases in order to demand that there are two cases. Right? So that's the question.
But does that need to be,
one more time?
Oh.
You see the numbers going?
Yeah.
So now there's two types of styles of Mishnayos, and I'm totally going to get this, but there's one thing called, there's Lozu Avzu, and then there's Zu Bein Tzarech Lomarzu. Okay, what are these two things? So Lozu Avzu means not only this, but even this. So I mean, you start, that's a style of talk, so then you say the first Chedesh, and you say, oh, but not only this Chedesh, but even a bigger Chedesh. And that's the way normally. You know, first one's usually one thing, then you may have a Havamina, but the second case will be different. No, even the second case. That's normally that's the way you know, if they take things. Once the first one is teaching a chiddush, the second one is teaching you an additional chiddush, right? That's lozu avzu. But sometimes you have zu vein tzarech lomarzu. Zu vein tzarech lomarzu means this, and it goes without saying the second case.
Yeah. So why can't you say it like
so,
that?
Right, so right, it goes without saying the second case. But that's basically the same thing. It's just the order is reversed. In other words, it means the second case is a lesser chiddush than the first, but it. In other words, you could, if you went to the second case,
it's a distinct case,
then
but it could be derived.
It's distinct, right. In other words, if, for instance, if it would have started with the second case, you wouldn't necessarily know the first case. Okay? In other words, they're not equivalent cases. In other words, it has to be that, in other words, if you only had the, in that type of scenario, if you only had the second case, you would know the first. So that's why Zu means, Ein Tzarech Lomar Zu, means this is a bigger Chiddush. And of course, the smaller Chiddush. But they can't be equivalent. In other words, if you have one, if one implies the other, and the other implies that one, Then it's just one case. Then there's no, you know what I mean? There's one of them has to be a bigger chiddush. Now, whether the Rabbi Yonasi writes it with the first one the bigger chiddush or the second one the bigger chiddush, but there has to be some order going on here. They can't just be exactly the same chiddush.
So why can't it be that Shover Shneis Duck is puzzle?
Yeah, I just think that if we don't have any idea at all of what Shneis Shofar is, we can't just take it as like an axiom. There's this thing called Shtei Shofar Zipso. And now just try to be mechalik. And is this case Shtei Shofar? Is that case Shtei Shofar? So, and start trying to answer the problems if we don't have any inkling about what we're talking about. So now it's just a word, Shtei Shofar. So everything, every question, you're talking about like an unknown. So you can't say anything intelligent about it if you don't even know what you're talking about. So I think the first thing we have to do is at least get an idea, an approach, what Shtei Shofar is. I mean, it doesn't have to be as precise as possible because once we have some approach, then we could start refining it based upon the cases. But without any idea whatsoever, I think we're in the dark. I mean, we're talking about just a fact, but without a concept. Okay, so the thing is like this. What's the psal here? So it would seem to be, it would seem like where in the psal, where does the psal lie? You know what I mean? Like, well, where does Shtei Shofar? One shofar. But, I mean, the question is, what is shofar? I mean, as we said, like, what are, there have to be, apparently, shofar is a certain type of a description. Okay, and certain, it has certain characteristics. And there are different ways you could remove this, because you could possibly. Okay?
We're asking about shofar itself now.
Yeah, the shofar itself. So, the saying is that, it's like I said, you have, for instance, and there's two kinds of objects that exist. Okay, you can have, like, let's say, singular objects and composite objects. Okay, like I can say like solid gold. Like solid gold is a singular, like the menorah. Miksha tasa is a menorah. It's one piece. Right, it's a certain type of object.
It's solid, you call it?
Solid, yeah, solid. It's a singular object. Okay, it's not composite. It's not composed. It exists. It's a singular object. Then there's an objects which are composite entities. Okay, usually they involve man because man is the one who composes them. But the point is, it's a certain kind of an object which is composed of pieces. It's not a singular object, but it's an object that's composed of pieces, like a watch. You can have a gold watch, but gold watch isn't a solid gold. It's a lot of pieces which are put together in a certain kind of a way. So there are two different kinds of objects. Okay, there's different types of objects. There's a, yeah, usually naturally there are singular types of objects, but then their objects are composed. Now, I would say that shofar is a singular object. Okay? Shofar is a singular object. That's its nature. Okay, this is how Rashi is learning. Shofar is a singular object. It's solid. That's the way it grows. I mean, it's a natural object that just grows. It's one piece. Right? That's the type of object which it is. Okay. Now the problem is that when it breaks, let's say the case where it breaks into a million pieces. Let's take that case. Okay. So it breaks into a million pieces, and now you glue it together, that's a composite object. It's a different type of an object. I mean, there's, so I was telling you to take a shofar, but what's a shofar? I mean, you have to go into the, your mind and take a shofar. What are the properties of a shofar? And what Torah wants you to do is take something which has the properties which a shofar, there's an object out there called shofar. Now it has certain properties. Now one of its properties is that it's a singular object. Now if shivrei shofros, it's a different type of an object. That is like a recomposed, it's a composite object. That's an object which is comprised of pieces. That's not, that lacks in the shem shofar. That's the thing. It's when he says kishtei shofros, he means, it's not shtei shofros because it's one. I mean, you glued it back together, it's one. But it means it's comprised of parts. That's what it means. It's kishtei shofros because it's one shofar, but it partakes of two-ness or of plurality because it's a composite object. Okay, so my watch is in a sense you could say it's one object, but it's like many objects. I mean, it's like because it's composite. It's comprised of many components as opposed to. A solid gold is in no way like two objects. It's totally one thing. It's solid, one piece, no parts to it. So kishtei shofros is the way it's describing the. It's like a two part shofar. That's what it is. A shofar by its nature is not an object of parts. It's a singular object. So therefore, it's not possible. So now we still have to.